Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from christministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 63, if you'd like a copy of it. Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. They're absolutely free. Please let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. We're reading through the Bible, but the Lord has got me on another trail here, reading some of the literature that He's written through me, some of them many years ago. And a lot of people have been saved from this literature, so it's very good if you listen in and you'll hear the words that God has given me to preach and teach to the world, because the Lord's coming back to earth again, and I reckon the Lord has called me to straighten people's thinking as to what the Word of God really means. There's so many people today that believe, they say they're Christians, and they are, but they've believed a lot of false doctrine, like, for instance, the crucifixion happened on Friday. This was Good Friday, but it tells that they say that it was on the Sabbath, but the Bible states that it was on the day of Sabbath is Friday and Saturday. That's the Jewish Sabbath of when the sun goes down on Friday, and when it goes down again on Saturday, the Sabbath is over. So it says on the day before the Sabbath, which would be Thursday if it were ordinary Sabbath, Jewish Sabbath. However, this was a double Sabbath because of the fact that it was the Passover. And Passover means that the Sabbath then would have been Thursday. So the day before that was Wednesday, and so that's when Christ was really crucified. The people in the United States did not write the Bible. We Jews did. And so Christ died on Wednesday. And so Thursday, Friday, Thursday, which was the Passover Sabbath, Friday, which was the regular Sabbath, and Saturday was 3 days and three nights. And in the morning on Sunday, He rose from the dead. All right? So, if you study Jewish law, Sharon, can you come and explain that to them? Just a few words of that. She was raised Jewish. I wasn't, even though I'm a Hebrew, I was not raised Jewish. I was just left to run wild when I was a child, and I'm glad I was. But you were bat mitzvah, weren't you? Or
yeah.
Were you? Yes. So that bar mitzvah is when a man comes to the age of where they're supposed to know the Bible, and bat mitzvah is the same for a woman. So go ahead and tell them about that Sabbath.
Of course, the Sabbath started the evening before. That's the beginning of that following day. And on the beginning of Passover...
Wait a minute. What you're saying is kind of confusing. The Bible talks about the day before the Sabbath is when He was crucified. All right?
Yes.
Amen. So that would be Wednesday, right?
Right.
Not Good Friday.
No.
It would be, if the Catholics wanted to get scriptural, they would call it... they still, I don't know why they call it Good Friday, but it would be ordinarily, if they knew the Bible, be Good Wednesday. Amen?
Amen.
And why would it be Wednesday rather than, because Friday and Saturday is the Sabbath, right?
Right.
Okay, well then, go from there.
Thursday was the first day of the Passover, which is a high holiday. That's like a Sabbath.
That is like a Sabbath.
Right.
Shabbat, right?
Shabbat, right.
Shabbat.
It's treated the same way, you don't work, and it's a special holiday. So, therefore, that was the Sabbath they're speaking of.
So it does say that it was the Passover, and it was this Passover Sabbath, and then it says the day before the Sabbath. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That's Wednesday, folks. Okay? So you heard it here first at the Alamo. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus rose the next day after the Sabbath, which was the end of the Sabbath was Saturday. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. But people have really got that mixed up, and the reason that I'm saying that is because a question came in regarding that, so now you know the truth. And when you know the truth will set you free. Amen?
Amen.
Because there's so many people that can't figure that out. How could He have been in the grave or in the heart of the earth, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, if He was crucified on Friday? Amen?
Amen.
Or for that matter, even Thursday. But now it's explained. Amen?
Amen.
So you have to really know Jewish law before you can understand the Bible correctly. Amen?
Amen.
You may think that there's discrepancies or contradictions in the Bible, but I've searched the Bible now for 41 years, and there are no contradictions whatsoever. It doesn't make any difference what these people that are unlearned in the Bible say. The Bible does not contradict itself. So let's go up to the throne and ask the Lord to anoint the rest of this service. Father, we thank and praise your holy name for eternal life, for the Holy Spirit. Lord, pour out your outward anointing, which is the anointing for the ministry. You've already poured it out on this particular piece of literature that you gave me. Lord, but continue with commentary, if you want me to add more commentary. And Lord, anoint the reading of these letters that we have here, so that the church will be lifted up and put on higher ground, and also that the souls out in the world will hear this and feel the presence of your Spirit and know that they're hearing the truth. Lord, that they might be saved, that the world will come unto you so that they can be part of the spiritual realm, the spiritual world, which is really right here. The kingdom of heaven, folks, is right here. And you can be part of the spiritual kingdom of heaven if you'll just receive the Lord by asking him to enter into your soul, to wash all your former sins away, cleanse them, and let them walk in the righteous spirit of the Lord, which is the word of God, so that they can become righteous. Lord, I hate the false doctrine that Jack Van Impe is preaching, that because Christ is righteous, if we just believe in the word Jesus Christ, that we're saved. That is so false, it's unbelievable. And he admits that he's a Catholic. I mean, this is just, Father, so horrible. Lord, open the eyes and the ears of the world and the church to hear the truth. Those that have an ear, a spiritual ear, let them hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And the churches are those of us that are in you as the temple, and that we are the temple of God. There's not going to be any temple built in Jerusalem and Satan sit down into it. The temple of God is us, and Satan is entering into so many people that call themselves Christians that it has now become the great falling away, which is one of the last signs that the Apostle Paul said would happen just before Christ comes back to earth again. The Lord does not live in man-made temples. He lives in us. Know you not that you are the temple of God, and that you don't belong to yourself, because God made you out of the dirt of the ground, and you belong to him because he paid the price for your salvation so that you could have the power within you. He paid the price with his life and his blood so that you could, by accepting him, could have him live inside your body, his temple, and that you'd have the power to keep all the commandments and also have the power to walk in the spirit of life, the law of the spirit of life, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation to those that walk not after the things, the rudiments of this world, the rudiments of their flesh, the lust of their flesh. And that's why the Lord says, but they walk after the Spirit, because the Spirit enters into them and gives them the power to keep the commandments. And this is the message that Satan is hating so much. And there's a whole new crop of people that just keep rising up and are trying to put God's people in prison or put them in coffins. And woe be unto those that partake in this. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We ask that you save the souls and lift up the church in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go into the letters now.
This is a witnessing line response from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Anthony called from Milwaukee and said that since his wife told him about your radio program, he has been listening to it every morning when he gets up from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. He said that your show is very interesting, wonderful, and a very good show. He said that he has listened to all the other shows like Pastor Peterson and Dave Smith, and he's tired of listening to people with honey around their mouth and really likes the way you tell it like it is, especially concerning Bush. He said that he believes and loves everything you say, and it's wonderful to have men like you on the air. He wanted to call and let you know and to also request CDs or tapes of your broadcasts and to be put on the mail list.
Okay, make sure he gets everything that he's asked for. And I thank and praise the Lord for those that are listening to the broadcast all over the world. All right, then next.
Next one's from Tarkwa, Ghana, Africa. Dear Pastor, I am very glad and I will always give thanks to God for introducing your Christian ministries to me. I am saying this because a friend of mine gave me your newsletter, and after reading the scriptures, I got to know that there is a true God for man to worship. My whole being has been transformed, and I have really given my entire life to God. I am now a happy man on my own because the devil was ruling my life and things were terrible for me.
See, he's enjoying Christ, not his life. His whole life he was like miserable, but now he's enjoying the life of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
That's what you need, all right? Okay, what else?
But after I read your newsletter and consulted a Christian friend who then introduced me to his church, I have seen that the Lord we serve is great.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Pastor, may God bless you and your Christian crusaders. Your ministry is winning more souls for Christ, and as a result of this, I want you to send me some of the Alamo Christian Ministries newsletters to distribute to people whose lives have been stolen by the devil to transmit their lives to God. Please, Pastor, try to send me 3 Holy Bibles for myself and for my friends. Thank you, and may God bless you. Yours faithfully, Gilbert from Tarkwa, Ghana, Africa.
Okay, praise the Lord. You know, there's some people that have such a morbid look on their face. The more they hear the gospel, the more morbid they get. And that goes to show that they're not enjoying the life of Christ. Then what?
Next letter's from Malaita Province, Solomon Islands.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Alamo, greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High. I was privileged to be given copies of your literature, the world newsletters, Our Actual Innocence Does Not Matter to Rome, Troubles, Mass Suicide, and the 88-page book, The Messiah, from a friend who normally receives from yourself. Upon reading those literatures, I am very much blessed to see that the truth is being revealed through your messages, and in the real world today, the real man is the person who can stand the sufferings and trials he is confronted with, like Christ did from the beginning of his trials to the moment of his crucifixion.
Right, you can go through it and enjoy it, okay? Why do you enjoy it? Because you know you're saved and you know you've got the power of God. There's no way that you could go through the stuff that people try to do to you if you didn't have life, spiritual life, eternal life, the life of Christ. And that's why I enjoy the life of Christ. That's what I mean. Some people that are earthly, ungodly, fleshy, they can't figure out how people can go through the things that they do. Just like before I was saved, when I'd drive down the streets of New York City, I'd see these people from the Salvation Army. They looked like they were raggedy, and I'd see them go down into a basement someplace, and they'd be out ringing a bell on the streets, begging for money to put in the pot. Then I'd see them out there blowing a trumpet. They had a little band out there and a bass drum. And I was all wondering, you know, God, I'm driving to Chili's or Basin Street East, Copacabana or someplace down in the village to hear jazz music and everything. I says, those poor pitiful people are never going to drive in an Eldorado Brougham Brit. They're never going to be able to eat, you know, high on the hog like I'm eating, you know, over at all the different nice places. When I went to Hollywood to eat at the Captain's Table on La Cienega Boulevard, the House of Murphy, Romanoff's, all the best places. And then I know what life is all about. And here I was dead as a doornail and they were alive. And when the Lord visited me in that office, I thought they were so stupid. I realized that I was the stupid one. And that they were the smart ones. And they were actually enjoying Christ's life. They had a smile on their face and everything. Now, Salvation Army has become nothing more than like a thrift store. And they actually are halfway houses and stuff. You don't hear much gospel from them. But that really was a wonderful organization at one time. Because they were really enjoying Christ. And they didn't rely on people spending money to support. Or they weren't getting any government aid for taking prisoners that were out on parole or running a halfway house or to have these different places to sell junk at junk stores. Now, that's just so sad that you see things that way, but much of that organization has fallen away now, and I just pray that those people will get back to the Lord. Maybe many of them are. I'm just judging outwardly what I see outwardly happening there. It's not of the Lord, for sure. Okay, go ahead.
However, having much interest in reading your messages, I am now in a position to order the following literatures mentioned in the paper with the headings Troubles by Tony Alamo, Signs of the Times, Dry Bones, The Servant of the Lord, God's Two Witnesses, Heavyweights, Difficulty Mountains, The Looking Glass, The Bottomless Pit, Broken to Pieces, Melting Cold Hearts, Flying Saucers Are End Time Prophecy, and Biting the Bullet, and 10 Bibles. I am not sure how many copies you normally send for each literature. However, I would leave that for you to decide. Looking forward to receiving more literatures from your Christian ministry as I remain yours in the Lord's service, Brown from Malaita Province, Solomon Islands.
Praise the Lord. Well, this person is a definite person that really wants to distribute the literature, so get it out to him. Another reason that I know the Salvation Army is not of the Lord is because when I was in London, England, there were three of the old Salvation theaters, a huge buildings, and it looked like a beautiful stage, and they were old, and it looked like an old English theaters. And I went through them, and there was like living facilities all through. It was huge, like a whole city block, and I wanted to buy them. But they said, okay, you can buy them, but you have to become part of the New World Order. You have to become part of the Salvation Army would sell to me if I become part of the One World Church, which is headed by the Vatican, the Antichrist. And I said, you know, as nostalgic as these buildings are and how much I'd like to have, and I believe I could win a lot of souls here, you take your buildings and you know where to go with them, all right? So much for that. Now, let's get into part three of how the Antichrist government is running not only the media, but has their cult. The Antichrist cult from Rome runs the world government and the world media. That's their mouth. How they very skillfully exalt Catholicism, and they have a list of people that are cults. Now, I don't call these preachers cults. I call them totally unscriptural, okay? Mm-hmm. But the Vatican has always, down through centuries, murdered people that are not part of that cult. And it's really sad that people believe that it's all right to murder people that don't believe the way you do. What we're supposed to do is convert people. If they were really of the Lord, they'd want to convert them with the gospel. But they don't know the gospel, and they condemn the Bible and say that evolution is just as good. That's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, folks. Okay, let's start reading where these Roman Antichrist agents in the United States here and all over the world, they're claiming in the United States here to be U.S. government agents, and they're not. They are Roman-trained agents to take over. They're actually enemies in our own country against the citizens. But more than the citizens, they are against anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-the Word of God, which is God, anti-Christians. And they're the most dangerous, just like Abe Lincoln and just millions of people that have been involved with that cult have stated that it's the Antichrist for sure. The Bible says so. All right, let's go ahead and continue.
Peeler.
Okay, now what was the question before that? You don't explain where you're reading.
He was talking about, okay, when I'm talking to the BBC guy, is right.
There was a BBC person that came to his house to interview him. And so now John Peeler, a former FBI, BATF, undercover agent, and part of the DEA and the IRS undercover agent, who has since repented and is just spilling the beans on all these government agencies, stating that they were trying to hire him to kill me, to assassinate me. And he knows all the people that went down to Waco and killed them. And he said that they said that they wanted to go down there to just murder. They did not go to arrest David Koresh or his people. They went there to slaughter him. And he said they called it a turkey shoot. And he refused, he was, I think, down there, but he refused to have me assassinated. And because of that, they put his son in prison. So that's an update on this piece of literature here. If you listen to the tapes before this, you can order those tapes, all the ones that have to do with this John Peeler piece of literature. All you have to do is write it up on our website. And the website is?
LamoMinistries.com.
Okay. All right, so let's continue on. Now, this man from the BBC came to interview him, and he said what?
There's all these government conspiracies. The name of the tape that they did, the BBC, John Sargent is the one that made this up. It's called The Secret Rulers of the World, The New World Order. The 30-minute movie made for TV for British Channel 4, the largest channel in the world, but to my knowledge, they did not show this 30-minute tape or movie in the United States because the United States media is very controlled by the Roman Catholic government, even the media right here in Arkansas. You can't get anything done without the government knowing about it and trying to put the stops to it. My son is 100% innocent. None of the media wants to jump on his case because the government just totally framed him because of me and to try to get me to shut up and to quit telling people like you about what they're really doing. Is there anything I can do to help your organization, or can you write or do something to help my son out? I want you to tell Pastor Lomo right now to be as careful as he can because the government might even assassinate him over this article that he did. For example, they have someone who's real good at fixing your car. This is one of the deals they did a long time ago on a person I knew. They went and put a big screwdriver inside the tubeless tire of the car, and this guy had a Corvette and drove it really fast. He was going around the curve, the screwdriver came through the tire, and he rolled off a curb and killed himself. There's stuff they can put in your drink, like, for example, Castro. They tried to get people to send them down there to put LSD and different mind-altering drugs in his drinks or ice cream or whatever. Just tell Tony Alamo after this article he did where he's 100% on the mark and where it shows the government and the special agents for doing what they're doing is totally corrupt and outrageous, that he needs to be extremely careful because the United States government, which is thoroughly controlled by the Vatican Roman Catholic cult, quote, church, unquote, has killed people for less. Don, you know what they hate is exactly what Pastor Lomo has done in his last piece of literature. It's to be exposed. Peeler, you're 100% right. It's just like when you turn a light on. The roaches in the room go and hide under the furniture and things because in the light they're afraid something's going to happen to them.
This is an analogy that I also have used many times. Then what?
The government is the same thing. But when they're afraid, that's when they're the most dangerous. The government, like I said, they've had a targeted list. The list is verbal. They don't publish it. They just tell you the names of the people, and every list that's ever come out that I've talked to them when I was undercover, whenever they called me on my pager or cell phone. But I went on a regular basis and met them at different locations and different buildings and different parking lots, bridges, and different places. And every time they read a list off of people that they really wanted, he, Tony Alamo, has been on nearly every list that they've told me about of people that they're interested in and would like me to target, assassinate, get to know, get into, and frame. And one of the things they do now is one of the guys I know named Gregory Holt. I don't know where he is now. I think the feds put him in jail for something because he went around trying to expose the feds and write notices and letters about what they're doing and stuff. Gregory Holt, the government got him on some bogus charges and stuff, this guy I know, and what they did, they wanted him to do to Tony Alamo too. But the way they wanted him to do it is they wanted him to get in with a Tony Alamo mission and to put child pornography on Tony Alamo's computer. You see what I'm saying? To try to discredit him with child pornography. But I mean, that's one of the easiest things to do nowadays. I've never done that. I'm an old guy. I'm 54 and I'm not into computers, but I'm saying he's a younger guy and into computers. But some of these people that they want him to do deals on, they want him to get into their home computers and stuff and put child pornography in their computers. But anyway, my warning to Pastor Lomo was that the government works in mysterious ways. Quote, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, unquote. Revelation chapter 17, verse 5. And one of the techniques they can use is pretend that Pastor Lamo is on a list, which he is on the list. I know for a fact because I have talked to people. I've talked to some of the IRS agents that busted him, and they told me that he was definitely framed up and on the list of people to do. Years ago, when I was with the government, they wanted me to bust him on a firearm charge. And when I was in Alma, Arkansas, they were passing out circulars that said that they had no firearms or carnal weapons in their compound, and that included they did not have any BB guns, pellet guns, or water pistols.
No, we don't have anything like that. Well, I see that our time is up now, so
I'm going to stop here. It's time for us to pray now. Those of you that want to be part of those that are going to be rejoicing when this Antichrist regime is over with, which is any minute now, say this prayer so you can be saved. Say to the Lord, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, you will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me. And I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program, number 770.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com. Or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
This piece of literature is going to be continued on the next broadcast, so don't miss it, because this has to do with you. If the government gets on your case, they could do the same thing. And there are many people in the government, I'm not saying that everybody in the government is bad, because there's a lot of people in government that don't believe even these things that this undercover agent is saying here. But nevertheless, these things do exist, and there's so much documentation on it that it's unbelievable. So anyway, this is Pastor Tony Alamo, and we're going to be talking to you tomorrow, so make sure you tune in. God bless you till then, and praise the Lord. Amen.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.